My one daughter just figured out she's allergic to blueberries. Sent me a picture. Cheeks all puffed out. She's like, I didn't realize it. I go, well, don't eat them anymore. I mean, you're getting that kind of reaction. But sometimes we don't know what we're not allergic to till it happens.
Yeah, you got
to
find out the hard way.
Yeah, it's your B Morning Coffee Club. Are you allergic to anything?
I blow up when I get bug bites, like excessively.
I don't think I'm allergic to anything. And if I am, I haven't had it long enough to have it affect me. Like, I lost consciousness when I had an epidural.
Oh, wow.
Like, there's some, yeah, like, there's some things that I think I'm allergic to with anesthesia and stuff.
Oh,
but,
that's interesting.
But, you know, so far, so good. I mean, I've always come out of it.
Hunter says, kiwi, bananas, ooh, latex. That's a combination of things allergic
well,
to.
Well, you know.
And how do you know till it happens, right?
Well, that's like, Dina says chocolate. Can you imagine? I can't imagine being allergic to chocolate.
So she must hate this time of the year.
Oh,
with all the
that's
treats,
tough.
Candy.
Ugh.
Katie says cashews and bees. Interesting.
Cashews and bees.
Cindy says, everything that is green and blossoms. Such a lovely day when I have to go and start doing my gardening because I get to make sure I'm drugged up with all my allergy medicine first.
Aww.
We feel for you. I mean, yeah. If you're allergic to sun and you find it out for the first time. Terry says, garlic. Oh, I love garlic. Mm.
There's so many people that found out gluten because the whole gluten thing, if you notice, it caught on like in the last 10 years. All of a sudden, there's so many people who realize they're allergic to gluten. And they're able to be healthier because of it. So,
right. It
yeah.
changes. Carrie says, autumn, fall. No joke. Don't laugh at me, guys.
Ugh.
The leaves, the grass, the mushrooms, the pumpkins, the mold throws me. I'm sorry, Carrie. I really am. I feel for you there.
Kelly says, apparently money.
Money?
Because as soon as I get it, I get flush, itchy palms, and a headache. And then, pff, it's gone. And so are my symptoms.
I'm allergic to sun too. I'm right there with you.
The B Morning Coffee Club. The show doesn't end when you get to work. Listen to WB.
And you would think everybody knows Jelly Roll now.
Right.
I mean, worldwide. You would think. Yet he went to check on his new album that came out in the CD form. He went to a Walmart.
The coolest thing about Walmart, they're all set up the same. They're like Waffle House. I know where everything's at. Traditionally, I come to the store to see if my album's on the shelf. Last time I came into a Walmart, they didn't know me. I asked the guy if they had a Jelly Roll CD, and he was like, who? The CD's here? Let's go. Oh, they're locked up. We got to get in here. Can you let me in here, sir? I'm looking for one of these. Fan of country music?
Well, I don't listen to it so much.
Okay, that's real. Do you have any more of these? They're called Beautifully Broken. I think the artist is Jelly Roll.
It's the best day ever.
Might be the last ones.
There you go. He bought the last one. It just came out last Friday, a week ago, Beautifully Broken. But the guy had no idea who he was. But he's like, it's your lucky day. It's the best day ever. Last one. And so he's not the only one. Carrie Underwood, when she was really starting off, Taylor Swift, they all said they'd go to stores to see how it was selling, to see for the first time the vinyl or the CD there. But poor Jelly Roll didn't get recognized at all.
And it's so funny because it's not like he looks like anyone else.
Right.
Like he's very individual.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, somebody with face tattoos that's coming at you like that, you know, and you're like, wait, who are you? Come on. Come on.
He's the nicest guy ever. You
talk
to him.
Oh, he's so sweet.
And he walks away. You think you got a BFF for life. Seriously. You really do. You're like, man, that's my bro. I want to be friends. Yeah. And the next time I see him, he's like, who are you?
Right?
Oh, come on. I thought we were buddies. Hey, it's your B Morning Coffee Club. Hope went out last night to eat and experienced something that she thinks every restaurant should have. Let me guess. I got this. They let you sample an appetizer before you bought it.
No.
Like here, try a bite. If you like it, then you order it.
Are you trying to manifest that becomes a new trend?
I would love it. I'd probably be too full tasting all the appetizers even to order an appetizer, but I'd love to try it to make sure I like it.
Honestly, that's a good idea because like when you go to the grocery store and they're like, why don't you sample this cookie and then you buy the box of cookies?
They do it at deli parts in the grocery stores too.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking about the buffalo flavored chicken. Oh, you want to try some? Yes, please. And my wife's like, do you have to be a kid so eager, reaching over the counter? Let her give it to you.
Ice cream? Like,
yeah,
you're like, can I try that?
See,
give you a little spoonful?
Is that what you experienced last night?
No.
No.
We were at a restaurant over in East Rochester. It was new to me. I'd never been there before. And in the booth, they had dimmer switches so you could adjust the lighting specifically to your booth.
Oh, dim lighting.
Or very bright lighting if you couldn't read the menu.
Oh.
I'm raising my hand now. Sometimes it's the lighting that throws me. But I did get my $1.50
reading
two
glasses.
Plus reading glasses. It's helping me.
Now,
but sometimes
you ever,
it is the lights.
Yeah. Have you ever broken out the flashlight on your cell phone
to read
the menu?
Always. Yes. Absolutely.
Don't judge. Judge over there. We got one judge. It's Judy. Leave it to her. Okay. Stop pointing at me. So dimming the lights so you can make it romantic personally, huh?
You could.
Mm, all right. I like the idea. I like it. It's not necessarily dimming, but you remember the clap lamp?
Oh my God, I had one of those.
And a light goes on and off. I thought that was the coolest thing in the house.
You want to know the problem with the clapper?
What?
Is when you're sick, I was coughing in the middle of the night and I thought I was clapping. So then my lights would go on and off when I was sick at night. So I had to stop using the clapper.
That's fun. Does anybody still have it? Let us know. 585-252-WBE. That is so funny. It's not a clap! Here. Join in on the conversation. 585-252-WBEE. Hope found a restaurant last night that had personal individual booth dimming lights. So really bright if you need to see the menu, or dim and romantic. Can't make it too dark because then you can't gaze into the eyes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But some people look better, like myself. Like the darker, the better. I have more of a night look. Why don't we go ahead and dim the lights?
You know what that is? That is a real life filter.
Absolutely.
You know, you got all the filters on the pictures. This dim is a filter.
I wonder if anyone picks a restaurant for a date based on the lighting. Like, you know what? I don't want them to be able to see me that well. So this place is really dim.
I'm sure they have. I'm pretty sure we're not coming up with this on our own.
They're just not admitting it out loud.
We're not making this up. My favorite little diner in the Southern Tier, and it's a classic, the Texas Hot Cafe. And it's in Wellsville, and they have little jukeboxes. You have a little jukebox by your little area there at every table. And our favorite thing to do, kids all the way up to teens, was to go and put a quarter in and play Bubba Shot the Jukebox while we ate our Texas Hots.
It helps.
Because the songs never changed like we knew.
Yeah.
And so you could pick through there. There was like Elvis Presley, but Bubba Shot the Jukebox. And every single time.
That helped for digestive purposes, particular song.
I like having activities at the booth. I think that's something that I think restaurants should bring back.
I've played with them before. My family, I love the jukeboxes there. What's funny is we were talking about your restaurant with the dimming lights, mm-hmm. and I said I'd probably turn it up to see the menu. And Motley laughed and goes, Bo, it's about time you got those readers. Because at Grappa's last event, I'm drawing winners and I'm having problems reading the raffle tickets because it's romantically dim there, the lights.
And you need glasses.
Well, I'm like, okay, the winner. Hang on a second. I get to a light. And I'm walking around to get underneath a light by the bar. And he's sitting there, Motley, and he goes, here, just try my readers. I'm like, I don't do readers. Oh, my God, I could see it. Thank you. The winning number is 415-823. So
everyone's thinking you're being dramatic, like a drum.
Yeah.
And the winner is. Yeah. Meanwhile, you're just trying to make sure you can see it.
Read the numbers correctly.
This texter said, I went to a restaurant that had the menus that lit up when you opened them. It was the best feature.
Wait a second. Oh, you open a menu and voila, it lights up. It glows.
An e-menu, sounds like. Oh, lit.
That is neat. Please text us back what restaurant that is. I'd go check it out myself.